from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, a South Jersey town facing a multi-million dollar budget shortfall is planning to eliminate 50 teachers and staff. It's the Bordentown Regional School District in Burlington County. Parents and students are protesting the move after the Board of Education approved the new $53 million budget. Under the new plan, several pre-K and elementary teaching positions would be cut, plus student counseling and special education jobs. A feud seems to be brewing between New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Plotkin and President Trump's interim U.S. Attorney for the state, Alina Habba. Plotkin told news reporters on Thursday that Habba hasn't responded to his efforts to talk to her.
She still has not wanted to speak, which is the first for me.
This after Habba announced on Fox News last week that her office is investigating Plotkin and Governor Murphy for not cooperating with ICE on Trump's immigration policies. The attorney general says Habba's refusal to have any phone time with him is having an impact on a major case he's working on. Referring to Habba's investigation announcement made to Fox host Sean Hannity, Plotkin said doing TV interviews or tweeting is not the way you protect people in New Jersey. Governor Murphy is urging the federal government to investigate the rise in regional utility costs.
Governor Phil Murphy says the federal government should look into whether market manipulation caused higher energy prices that are now set to take effect this summer. PJM Interconnection serves more than 65 million people across more than a dozen states, and the company holds an annual auction to secure enough energy from generators. Costs after last year's auction totaled nearly $15 billion, compared to just over $2 billion in 2023. Murphy's calling for transformative solutions, adding it's unacceptable that the average customer's electric bill could increase by at least $20 a month. Natalie Migliori, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And Florida State University students are holding a memorial for two people who were killed in a campus shooting. Six others, including the suspect, were injured in yesterday's shooting, which happened during lunchtime on the crowded Tallahassee campus. Students gathered near the scene of the shooting last night to lay flowers and light candles. The suspected gunman is the son of a sheriff's deputy. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Will Easter be a washout? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather is going to be breezy and still clear for now, but we are tracking those clouds to be moving in gradually from west to east. We'll see a high temperature near 70, and today pollen levels are going to be very high, so if you are sensitive to that, just make sure you have a remedy. Tonight, still breezy with increasing clouds, lows in the upper 50s, and then tomorrow, breezy with sun and clouds, pollen levels still high with highs in the low to mid 80s. Sunday's not as warm, but nice, upper 60s to low 70s, under a mix of clouds and sunshine, and then Monday's good too, partly sunny, little cooler still, with a high near 60 degrees. We're back to the mid-70s on Tuesday. From the PSENG Weather Desk, this is meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
Thanks, Jeff. Right now, Rockaway is 65 degrees. Franklin is 67. Beach Haven is 55. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5 and weather made possible by Closet Factory. Their expert designers can help organize and declutter your entire home. They can help you with custom closets, garages, mudrooms, and a whole lot more. Call them today for a free design consultation or visit them online at closetfactory.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.